All right, welcome back to the Six of Discs. This is the solo show for the Six of Swords, the Six of Cups, Six of Wands, which is the live iteration of the Value for Value role-playing game. If you value this content, which we're going to get into, if it does something for you, then you get to become an actual producer of that content. It's a really great system. Thanks to Adam and John over at No Agenda for the entire concept of not only to Adam for podcasting, right, proper up front, but also for the idea of the value for value. And that is when you go out to a movie or you go out to a fancy dinner, you know, that you're spending a lot more than, you know, just get the popcorn and, you know, God forbid, the parking. What's that worth to you? So what do you get out of the same thing that you would do, you know, at a fancy dinner? You get the tip and everything like that. So, you know, what's the show do for you for the time that you appreciate what you get out of this? And we're just going to go right into the show this evening. I'm learning a lot from MoFax, too, on how they're structuring the show. So we're going to be altering the show a little bit going forward and just thanking people at the end of the show more often and doing it how they do it and then kind of... You know, they basically do have a metro with something, and then so we'll see. We're gonna be working the formula, however that goes. I really hope that you start to appreciate from those who already have been showing that they're getting value. That's great. I'm seeking to expand that, and so let's keep doing that. What can I do to make this better, too, is always something I want to know, too, because I'm trying to serve. I guess, like, this is another stop on the train from, you got, you know, Joe Rogan, No Agenda, MoFax, Six of Swords. And this is the Six of Discs, of course, because this happens to be a unique show that utilizes an alteration each week of the different kinds of elements and therefore the type of show and the type of content and the type of experience and value that's offered. Again, if you donate, say, $11.11 to the show, then you can use that amount if you end up on the Six of Wands as money in the game to buy things in the game that you then can use. And the more we go forward with that, the idea about the value for value role-playing game is it becomes a hyper sigil, much like the Invisibles. By the way, now is a safe time to put this... let the zombie cat out of the bag. The Invisibles group is starting back up again on 11/11. This is the first official announcement of this round. It has been underground for a while since we finished up last May. Got Scorpio coming up, so it goes in Scorpio until Taurus. So it's going to be 11/11 each month that you're going to be part of that. If you want to start up with us and see how you like it, just 11/11 at the outset. You'll get on to the Six of Swords Discord and be able to participate in the Invisibles, Invisibles reading group, the Invisibles group reading group, you know, stuff like that. So, and we've had mountains. there's no need to go into it. It's just tons of fun. It's unique. You build a certain vibration with a lot of the people there. I don't know. For a less metaphysical way, it's just you get a lot of fun out of it, and like it's really practical too for your magical endeavors, or if you're just new into these kind of things and you want to see what it's like when people get together. It's another way get together and do magic or something like that. If you're just cursorily interested, even if you're like Christian and like, whoa, what's that stuff? It's like, this is a comic, you know, it's a powerful adult level comic book, right? But it's got an ability to open your perception in a way that, like, it's almost as if you're taking a drug. And for those who are fearful of that, then they need not apply. But for those who are looking for something that's truly magical, and it's kind of like an easy, accessible way to get into magic, or even understand what chaos magic is. So anyways, enough of that. Let's get into the show itself proper. This is the Six of Discs, and this is the... Well, in fact, overall, it's a really important show for me. It's the 66th episode, and I am a big fan of the Six. Let's talk about Six, baby. Let's talk about XX and XY. Let's get all six-six-sixy all up in here. I'll tell you right now, as we're head on into the... fifth minute rather than the sixth, We will start by saying again, thank you to any of those who are recently on the Six of Wands. If you want to get on to the Six of Wands, you'd be one of the top four donators between the last Six of Wands and the one that's coming up. Of course, keep on top of things in the Six of Swords Discord. You get a link to that from me on Twitter or email, I guess, or e. So once we get into the 6 minute here, then we're gonna begin. And improper. So again, the value of this is kind of like after, you know, you've gotten your news and you've gotten your social, because it's a no agenda and MoFax, then you kind of get your magic on, you get your spiritual or whatever. So now that we're in the 6 minute, we're gonna get into, and again, thank you so much for listening to this. It was really great to be part of the value for value system. So let's jump into the number six itself. All right, guys. So all things sixy. I'm taking this from the wooden books, the quadrivium from the wooden books. All right. So props to them. This is page 22. And remember, my birthday is a Hobbit Day. That's the birthday of Bilbo and Frodo and Nathan Lee Miller Foster. The three of us are all born on September 22nd. It's 11 days after 9/11. It's on the 11 resonator, and 1111 is a number that you will know to be one of mine, as well as 666, which is a really good thing. And also, you know, just numbers like obviously 3 and 6 and 9. Also apply. So, anywho, let's read it. All things sixy. It's not the pixies. Is it the blue-eyed hexa? It's the hex. The hexad. Like its graceful herald, the snowflake brings perfection, structure, and order. Remember, guys, I have the Six of Swords, Six of Cups, Six of Wands, and Six of Discs. Might as well expect that I'll be doing, like, the Lovers and the Devil, you know. Because that's a 6, and then the Devil is obviously a 15. What's a 1 and a 5? That's a 6. That's how numbers work. You reduce them like that. Moving forward, my friends. Check it out. The Hexad. Check out the Hexad. Check out the Hexad. Like its graceful herald, the snowflake brings perfection, structure, and order. The marriage by multiplication of 2 and 3, even and odd, 6, is also the number of creation, with a cosmos made in 6 days, a common theme in Scripture. Sixes work interestingly with circles. I'll get into that another time. The whole numbers that divide other numbers are known as their factors, and most numbers have factors that sum to less than themselves, or and so are known as deficient. 6, beautifully, is the sum and product of the first three numbers, and its factors are also just 1, 2, and 3, these summing to 6, and so making it the first perfect number. They have that in italics, just in case you were wondering. The radius of a circle can be swung through its circumference in exactly 6 identical arcs to inscribe a regular hexagon, and 6 circles perfectly fit around 1. After the triangle, and again, 6 is Tifereth in the Tree of Life for a reason, you see. Its place is symbolic as well as its structure, as well as its significance, you see. Your heaven and your sphere and your intelligence and your wreath and your seal. Dig it? So the radius of a circle can be swung through its circumference in exactly 6 identical arcs to inscribe a regular hexagon, and 6 circles perfectly fit around 1. After the triangle and square, the hexagon is the final regular polygon that can tile perfectly with identical copies of itself to fill the plane. The three dimensions make for 6 directions. Forward, backward, left, right, up and down. A, B, A, B, left, right, start and such. And these are embodied in the 6 faces of a cube. The 6 corners of an octahedron. In the 6 edges of a tetrahedron, 6 occurs widely in crystalline structures such as snowflakes, quartz, and graphite, and hexagons of carbon atoms form the basis of organic chemistry. Just add water, which you'll know has to do with 5, because, like, 5 totally doesn't want to be on this plane. It tries to escape. Stars try to rise. Every man and every woman is a star. I am a star. You are a star. I am a star. The well-known three... I'm a black star. The well-known 3-4-5 Pythagorean triangle has an area and a semi-perimeter of 6. Did you get that? 6 is also the pentatonic octave in music. Insects creep and crawl on 6 legs, and the honeybee arranges its dry waxy secretions into instinctive hexagonal honeycomb. So that's how we start off the episode today of the Six of Swords, with some about a 4 minutes and 40 something seconds of reading from the Quadrivium book by Wooden Books. And so that's some of the value that we seek to immediately establish here. This is soul food, legit soul food. Like, for every single creature, this is a fundamental education, no matter how you put it. Like, this is the spiritual aspect. This is the necessary spiritual. This might be, like, one of the last stops on the podcast train of important, essential things, but you know what? I will say that even while the website called First Things does keep it, I'm happy if people get to this stop and start listening to this show and coming along for the ride as we go forward on this train. Each episode is another car, so we're at car 66 right now. We're moving forward together and, doing the best we can to provide whatever it is that a radio host of my capacity, caliber, and circumstance can. If this has somehow come before you and you're, I don't know who you are yet, feel free to introduce yourself if you think you have any ideas. I am someone who's very willing to work in groups and teams while all the while maintaining my independence and dignity. I happen to mean this in the sense of, Hunter S. Thompson might cup check a particular astrologer while pretending to be Johnny Depp. I might say the same thing in the reverse, except that saying that I happen to appreciate astrology for what it's worth. You know, you don't have to. Anyone tries to cup check me, they'll lose the hand. But I'll tell you right now, for sure, as much as I do love people who are not physically assaulting groins. What the fuck, Hunter? The point is, oh, there goes the explicit one. The point is that when you look at the astrology, say, even what's going on right now, we're in a very interesting time period, but I try to bring a sense of the importance of even those internal but external things that are, for example, just veer a little bit now as we may in the conversation to an actual focus topic of, let's talk about how the world is churning up right now. And if you think about something that might seem like bullshit, right, like astrology might seem like bullshit, you might want to cup someone in the astrologer in question in Kingdom of Fear by Hunter S. Thompson was actually kind of more like a sales tactic. You're here listening to this if you want to, so we're going to veer into this now using our dream logic as we weave through the mists. And you're going to see that a lot of astrologers will talk about, like, you know, this, that, the other thing, what's happening right now. And, you know, there's only so much time in your life. And I want to say, for people who aren't quite sure, like, how and why this stuff works, and, like, you know, it's kind of fun for me to be the go-between, because I see how valuable it is now that I thought it was bullshit before. And I think I started to veer into this because I mentioned Libra or something. I have no idea how we got here, and it doesn't even matter at this point. That's 1,000 gas stations behind us, so one might say, but just because it's freeing doesn't mean you have to speak like it. That's an internal, external dialogue. Let's see, what am I going to try to provide you with value for the next few chunks of minutes until we get further down the line and I either realize what the hell I was talking about or come back to something else that's even better. The astrology aspect here, we have the outer planets. Outer planets are kind of, you can think of as like increasing orders of magnitude of archetype of which they impact the sphere of this world on, like, a kind of like what level of the house is being paid attention to. Is it the beams at the top? Is it the foundation underneath? You know what I mean? Like, how are we talking about, like, the whole house? Like, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, right now, the reason you're seeing the world around you turning into weird fuckingness is because the outer planets, such as Saturn and Jupiter, which are like two head honchos when it comes to things we need to pay attention to in their cycle, their cycle itself forms a perimeter every few 5 to something years. That does this fantastic looping, you'd have to see on a diagram. But like when you start to understand that the stars themselves and the planets themselves form a particular geometry, and when you look at the wet works of what the human matrix is, for what the body is made of, which the body is essential. Always remember your breath. Stay centered at all times. Remember, come back to center always. When you look what the human body is, it's a particular wave function of interference patterns that mirror the way that the geometries of the planets themselves move. That's the reason why the ancients are correct still when they say that we need to pay attention to the orbits and the motions of the planets and such. You know, I find it interesting that Hunter S. Thompson's moon fucking went right over his sun when he capped himself. That motherfucker, I need to learn more about this interesting person, but we got lots of interesting people in our world right now. One of them is, I'm finding that, you know, it's just, I try not to even, you never chase things. For me, even though I'm a Libra with the Venus, right, and I like to chase things, and I'll tell you that the reason things are getting all churned up out there with the planets is that Jupiter, for example, they're all retrograde right now, so they're going backwards, so we're in a churning process, and by the time we get to this, what they call a conjunction, it's when they come together in the sky, and like this is when they, you know, when they conjunct, they're forming like a, if you imagine a pattern on a spirograph, like it's when the two pencils and pens come together, so you can imagine that overlaid, like if there's like the orange and the yellow, it's like when they smear together, you get like a particular, a red and a yellow, then like the one comes over the other one, and then suddenly you have an orange. For that moment, it's an orange, but then the pens keep moving, and, you know, they don't interfere, but for that moment, you get a different anomaly in space-time. In this case, simplistically used, you have the color orange appear. However, you know, obviously, you have an interference pattern. Some people might even talk about this at the level of, God forbid we even get into territory talking about CERN or anything like that, or what their interference patterns are, because I don't even pretend to understand that level of technology at this time, although I am quite capable of doing so and interested in someone who can make it accessible. However, for the time being, it is necessary to say that, dial it back. Yes, I can feel the mercury. It's necessary to say that, well, you're talking about the planet, as I understand that. We wanted to talk about the wrath that's coming from the particular rejoinder of them. Is that kind of where you want to go with this? I suppose so. One's mind not apt to wonder, capable or otherwise. Here's the fact. At the end, for those who are just trying to understand what astrology basically is and how you are made up as an interference pattern. Oh, there we go. That's where it was. When you're trying to understand yourself in this world that you're in, you have a lot more forgiveness for others and yourself, for one thing. You have the ability, most importantly, to interact with a greater amount of, before I use a word that's incorrect. Well, aptitude is absolutely correct. You have a greater aptitude. And if this is a science or a skill that's been hidden from you, or that you've been led to dismiss, just like you'd be led to dismiss that Building 7 was hit by the same planes. Remember when Building 7 went down? Remember when we had weapons of mass destruction? Remember when the Rona was even... Forget about the Rona. So anyways, for real. For real. For real. Be adults in the room now. For real. So I guess what I'm saying is that when you look at, per se, the external planets, because we're trying to also bring like a particular, like we might be getting people who like listen to Rogan and No Agenda and MoFax and like, why the fuck are we? It's like, no, the planets are real. The interference patterns that these things run are mathematical. It's just that it's been hidden from you that it connects, and that is how the tangible progression of the world works. I don't pretend to understand the whole fulcrum thing, dude. I don't pretend to understand how the whole, you know, house of cards is built, but I do think that I have a fundamental enough appreciation for it, in the sense of that even my own chart itself, like, it appreciates these higher occult understandings, like the priest class. Like, people go to priests in their world. You may go to a priest in your life. You go, why do you go to a priest? Because they have some knowledge of the way that things work behind the scenes that confuses other people. I, for one, think it's bullshit to hoard that kind of knowledge. That's where I come in. You know, I'm the perpetual pullbacker of the green curtain. And I'm trying to make sure that people have these skill sets and not just like that it exists, but like, hey, you need to do this. This is like, all right, some people out there saying you need to prep or all this. Maybe you do, but you do need to get your exercise. You do need to stay educated and have a healthy mind and to stay cultured and to continually improve or self-cultivate yourself. That's none of my business how you do that, but you do have a responsibility of, as an adult, if wanting to continually add to the stock of humanity or to self-cultivate is another way of putting that. And I am all about, I'm every single day, that is my modus operandi, and to make sure that other people have the ability to do that so this shit doesn't stay hidden from you. You know, I have nothing but a thirst for knowledge. I also, you know, will keep, if you have something that you need, I'll keep your secret safe, but at the same time, in a whole different island, knowledge is very important. And there are certain things that, you know, most people just don't even. And so it's like, well, how are you going to move forward and live in freedom if you don't even know the forces which are reckoning or that you're reckoning with? And I don't pretend to have every single answer, but I'll say that I hopefully have enough of a basic skill set from every episode that you listen to or however it is when you come along with us for each month that you'll end up seeing an overall pattern in yourself. You'll find that this pings with you and helps you create a better world for yourself, that there's a no bullshit, no frills. This is for any walking, breathing human with a podcast listenable. You know, you have gumption, you have initiative, you value virtues of the self to understand that when you take into yourself a particular quality or characteristic, when you imbue yourself with a planetary character, if you will, you literally take on, like, you know, I'd like to say it like dogs. They roll around in a scent and then, you know, that has an impact on them socially, right? There's some changes that happen. Similar thing, but in for reals, you're vibrating a different kind of thing, and on a different level, that actually matters. And for whatever reason it was, the other day I saw something talking about multidimensional effect. I think it was Richie from Boston talking about having this song that they're singing on an island. My dear Lord, man, that is just where this pushes at. A lot of tricks are being pulled out right now, and I hope that over the next month or two, I can provide enough of a service to say that this is how you can kind of flip the script so you're not being tricked. It's very serious to a degree, the times we're in, and the mafia tactics that people have been using to try to get people to give up on their way of life so that they'll just fall over and give up because they're paralyzed with fear. It's 19 years since 9-1-1, and then on 3-1-1, which was Pisces and Virgo. You need to understand the similarities between these two signs. They're both female. Female's what? It's recessive, it's impressionable. They're both mutable, all right, by the way. Pisces and Virgo are the two mutable female signs, so they're the times when they're most fecundite. They're also in a three-quarteration or whatever you might want to call that. Like, they're the three and the, excuse me, am I doing this right? Is that the nine and the three? How would the Virgo be that? Oh, because of March. Right, correct. All right, so 9 and 3, right? 9 and 11 and 3 and 3, so that's 99 and 33 and 93, 93, 93, right? Interesting. Just play with the numbers, and that's, see, people hear this, and they're like, well, and so for those listening, you actually need to kind of roll those things around, because that's the language of the trivium and the quadrivium as being made manifest. You need to see the patterns that, you know, people are good at saying, oh, 33 there on the news. You know, it's like, all right, 33s. Well, you know, it's like there's several different, not everyone has the same agenda using any kind of thing. Numbers are a tool for everyone. And, you know, you got to start to just, it's like, I want to say to the listener now, like, get familiar with what the green language is and the twilight language is. And, reality is built off these archetypes. Thank God we're already 24 minutes in. Oh, man. You know, I really, I've had so much that I've wanted to say, and then we just get here, and I'm just like, well, what the f- do I talk about how I've been I just finished reading Kingdom of Fear. Some really interesting stuff about Bob Dylan in there, but Thompson quit. You know, he, at least, you know, unless he, Jack Stevens did, right, David Bowie? But, like, I don't know, like, I figure he's dead. Why not? Let's pretend that's the real story for now. It was an interesting way he ended the book, talking about how he has the soul of a teenage girl or something. There's some fucking weird stuff about it. So it just turns left. And you know that at a lot of points, he's like, when he talks about wild dogs and giant porcupines, you're like, all right, this, you got to read through this. Like, not even jaundice eyed, just like, wow. You know, code searching. And got a couple more on deck. I think I'm going to try to read three more Hunter Thompson books before my 36th birthday when I join a first house perfection year. That'll be September 22nd. Man, I feel like I'm all over the place, even though I'm slightly only all over the place. This has gone dream sequence-y good enough. I mean, this is about the halfway point in a 42-ish minute screed. Thank you to those of you who appreciate this, by the way. I've gotten some really nice feedback on this show, and it's making me try to double down and stay focused. And I mean, had some interesting stuff going on recently. I found it just the weirdest stuff, man. You know, I don't want to mention any people's names because, like I said, I don't chase after stuff. Stuff comes to me, even though I'm a Libra. Taurus is the Venus that things recede into. Well, Libra goes out and has the thing. Just say that there's a... So, I mean, like, I got a... How do I say this? Because, yeah, she won't hear it until after. It's all right, fine. We're going for this. All right. If she hears it. So I got JJ a shout-out on No Agenda for her birthday because my better half's birthday is coming up. Same birthday as Liz Frazier, day before. It was Tracy Twyman. Rest in peace, Tracy. And it's also my mom's birthday on the day before. This is tomorrow, the next day. So today's the 27th of August right now. Mercury is at about 14 degrees, right lining up my 15-degree Mercury. And that is to say that Adam Curry's daughter, her birthday was today. So it's Adam I'm talking about. Adam's, apparently, his first wife was back in, like, the day. He married, like, I am, you know, in a relationship. And, you know, JJ's 11 years my senior. I think I've made that clear by now. It's really interesting when she turns her whatever age she's turning now, if I'm 36, right? Yeah, but whatever. God, she's super cool. I swear to God. If you see me next time and it's not like a Paul is dead scenario. No, I'm just kidding. So anyways, yeah. She has an 11th house perfection coming up, and I'm going to be in mine for like 1 month while we're doing it together. But anyways, Astro Nerd talk aside, Adam's original wife, like, it's so funny because I mentioned in a letter to MoFax when I donated 45-45 for 45 Savage episode, in that email I said, yeah, I refer to Donald Trump, our 45th president, as Biff Gemini. And they didn't happen to read all my note. They did read the part where JJ got her shout out, which we're going to bring us all around to the where we're coming from with all of this. And so I said, you know, and I have the email, it's whatever. They didn't have to read everything. It's just, and I think they were trying to get to their point about the, well, anyways, I happen to call him Biff Gemini. And then later in the episode, on, you know, out of nowhere, they start talking about Gemini. Come on now, you know how this, people who listen, you know what's going on? You know what's going on? Gemini. It's Biff doing twice the damage. Fake and faker. The mofo was the perfect Gemini, as I like to say. He was a lifelong Democrat who became a Republican, just like, wasn't it Liz Warren, lifelong Republican, you know? But, yeah, you know, man, so much good stuff to actually, you know, that comes to mind. I'm trying to just bring it into here. So, Adam is, he gave JJ a shout out today. It was lovely. We got a nice shout out from my mom and JJ, who got their birthday shout out. So happy birthday, mom. Happy birthday, JJ. One day after the other. And what happened was, turns out in the same email when I was emailing for MoFax, those were following this from the other day and then today, and back to the MoFax email and the Biff Gemini email right before they started talking about Gemini. Was the fact that my dad, and I put this in the PS part, I think. So my dad was born, you know, blah, 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 in 1949, April 12th. And so I look and see, and I'm like, well, there's all this weird stuff. And I've told JJ about this, like, you know, it's weird, like, John Dvorak's birthday's around that time, like April 5th or something. And, you know, Adam's around, you know, he's 9-3, which is, you know, Virgo. And I'm like, well, holy shit, like, Adam's birthday is right around my mom's birthday, and John's birthday is right around my dad's birthday. But when all this really came home, now that Adam's daughter's, like, today, and my mom's tomorrow, and JJ's the next day, and, Adam's coming up right after that, and then I'll be on the 22nd of September. I'm the one who's later in September. And then JJ's dad's on the 29th of September, so ta-da. But, of course. But, so how it all goes is that, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The whole thing comes, the really crazy thing is, I was never, like, looking into who Adam was. It's just Adam. This is fucking, sometimes, I've seen the thing he did with the Swamp Thing. I've seen the Max Kaiser interview. I've seen some of the more famous clips that are out there, left and right, up, down, zigzags, zibbity-doo, he's had a whole full life, and he's more, one of the goddamn most valuable motherfuckers on this planet. He's just, man, I don't know. If you understand where I'm coming from, it's like, I see people like Nostalgia Critic. He can act a clown, man. But what am I going to do, man? The ferocity's coming. I got to figure the channel, what I'm saying? If you don't, man, I got my whole music project coming ahead of me where I'm going to start letting loose in a way that people haven't even getting ready for, yo. Man, I got to build an appropriate venue, because the power is, it needs to come through. It's not a choice anymore, actually. I am no longer capable of being irresponsible in this regard to this factor in my life. I owe you humans what I'm going to be bringing to the table with my music. I'm excited. You have my word that I'm going to give you my best for the cultivations and creations that I bring forth, like, categorically across the board. I'm going to make some beautiful things for you, musically. I love beauty. It's funky. It's spiritual. It's gonna do weird things to your brain, because you're not just a brain, you're a soul, you're a bunch of vibrations and such. But back it around to Adam's first wife, dude, born within 5 days of my dad. Like, this is, as you understand it in these ways, like, things happen in a series of informational events until it builds into a crescendo, just like a song. You needed to hear that note compared to that note compared to that note, and sometimes it gets to a point, boop, you have a full picture. It's time in life to go, So I don't quite have a full picture, but I did have that nice series of events. I still, happily, we've had a really great series of, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary for Red 33, which we fortunately did get to have at Hennessy's back in the day. We did that back in Scorpio and other Scorpio things. So again, if I trailed off for a second, the Invisibles Reading Group is going to be happening on November 11th. That's the Invisibles Reading Group, and you can get in on that by getting to in touch with me and just make sure that you make it clear that you want to get to the Invisibles group. That's the only thing I can ask. There's nothing really to be unclear about on that. But anywho, so it's been about a year. We had the fall and the winter and the spring and the summer. Yeah, so at the summer, something really nice happened when, it was little things. And, I do not make a big deal out of anything. Be humble as fuck. Try your best. Just, that's what I'm trying to do too, because, like, just whatever. I'm just whatever. I'm having fun. This is good. Let's keep doing this. Okay, we're getting better at this job of podcaster, musician, author, podcaster. That's my map. That's my career map. 1, 2, 3. Very simple. And then whatever family duties and everything else, that's my private shit. However, musician, author, podcaster is what you get from me. That's my 8th house and 2nd house and 10th house for you. So basically, it's just bowling me over to hear, as I played, I believe, in another episode of the Six of Discs. If it wasn't this one, it was another one. It might have been the Six of Wands with BB. I believe it was then. If you check the Six of Wands with BB, go back onto that train car on this long 66 car. That's like the 62nd or something like that, 63rd. Yay, BB. And shout out to Nishinjair as well. And Miguel. And congratulations to Miguel on finding Hermes. This might as well be the midtro where I mentioned that you can donate to the show at occultfan.com and hit the donate button, or just go to PayPal. What is it worth to you? Again, put a number on it. But try to come back around, because I was talking about the podcasting compliment that I was given. It's no big deal. But we did the No Agenda Meetup report, and man, those things are fun. I love listening to what people are doing with that. I love it. It's so fucking cool. Very happy about that. And so, like, yeah, totally. Adam's like, if we die, if we kill over, sounds weird when you put it in any other way than it was said, but if we ever keel over, then we got our replacement. I was like, oh my god, that's such a nice thing to hear. I don't even care. Like, just to hear it, it's just nice. So I put that clip on the Six of Swords proper, which is, again, the next episode in the cycle. It goes Swords, which is masculine, right? Okay, then Cups, it's feminine. And then it's also Kings as Swords, Queens as Cups. Fire, that's the knight or the young male. And until you're 35, actually, once you're 35, then you can become president, and then you become king in the tarot. There's 16 cards, right? There's four elements, so you could either male, female, old, young, 16, right? Four elements, male, female. So, the princesses are the discs. So this is the princess. This is my princess episode. Come on, guys. Come with me on this one. It's a princess episode. Gonna go Magic Land. It's already 35 minutes in already, hey? Good on you, Nate. I was like, oh my god, what the fuck am I gonna say? That was the interesting series of things I had, and it wouldn't have been complete if I hadn't heard the cool stuff with Adam today. And I think there's more. I think it would be some nice, like, shout-outs. I think Adam's gonna end up taking a look at JJ's jewelry and being like, holy fuck, this is super cool, and I want Tina and Christina to have this jewelry. And any of the No Agenda ladies out there especially, but dudes too. Like, she makes jewelry for everyone. It's just, girls like jewelry? I don't know. Everyone go, boo, everyone likes jewelry. I'm like, well, I'm fucking wearing her jewelry now, so shut up. Okay. Anyways, go buy her jewelry. I'm horrible at the long pitch. I'm just like, well, there's the soft delivery. You'll like it. But then I love her, and I'm like, it's amazing. Just go buy fucking juice. So you get both sides from me. You get both balances. Like, the sweet, and I'm like, you know, Cancerian, kind of like sidestepping it. It's like, Harry's just like, just buy it. But no, really, I'm going to definitely see what Adam thinks about that stuff. And, you know, I think there's definitely, it's nothing that I would like be like, oh, it's just her stuff, and I think a lot of people really like it, and I believe in her. I don't know how else to say it. It's like my I want to simplify the message to the point where I'm like, I believe in her. Sometimes less is more. Less is more. Well, anyways, sometimes. Got the news, so I'm excited. I got for no reason, I found out they were selling some I like the old Adult Swim shows. Oh, that was a Metro too, somewhere back there. I'm just gonna keep smoothing on. 66, doing my thing right now. It's an 8 day, it's power. Again, Mercury's almost conjunct Mercury in my chart, so that's feeling good. And that's why I just jumped on. I'm like, ugh, just do it. Jay's just coming down tomorrow evening. I'm not gonna have any time after this, anyways. So I just want to share some of those things. I got a whole bunch of new Carol Golder books. I'm pretty sure I have every single fucking Carol Golder book now. They're cute. If you're looking to get into basic astrology too, it's another thing that we can start doing. So if you're coming from Joe and No Agenda and MoFax, so if you're a Rona Mojo Sos, because SOS, if that's you, then I want you to also feel free to reach out, and don't be embarrassed by asking dumb questions. Don't be an asshole and ask stupid questions, but don't be afraid to ask dumb questions. There's a big difference between the two, and you know what the fuck. One of the things here that we want to cultivate, even though I act like an idiot sometimes, is appropriate, you know, best level adult we can. We are the adults, for what it's worth, in this world. And some people get older and get like, and maybe they've been like, you know, some kind of fucked up tool since they were a child, or, you know, not everyone wants to live in liberty and light and love. You know, some people want to vampirically keep as part of the dark machine. I don't know how else to say this, dude. You know, I want to be around the right people. I want people to be adult too. So, like, I try to propagate that. You know, I mean, like, also, I do have certain obligations to try to be at least a relative approximation of what people expect a gentleman to be. And if you only knew how well I'm actually doing. Anyways, but none of this, no fakeness or pompousness either, because that stuff is suicide. I mean it, dude. There's a real fine line to tread in this world. And I want to say that I'm trying to live the best way possible. A real fucking mess we're in here being alive. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean I'm existing? What the fuck is that? People get so fucking easily forgetful of that. They're just like, oh, there's this. Oh, yeah, you know so much. You tricked by the media so many times. You born into a world where we have media. You don't even know the narrative. Good Lord, the narrative is the... So I'm like, so I am the narrative. Nathan Lee Miller Foster is the narrative. That's some power right there. That's some power right there. But you know what? Ain't nothing without anyone else. I am
I said earlier, I would like to work well with others in this capacity. For those who hear what I have to offer and certainly can see me being used for more, and this has to be simpatico. Like, it's like I'll go over it with my lawyer, who is, you know, obviously my version of my attorney. Maybe I actually have one. Who knows? Obviously, we'll look over everything and determine what's right for me and what's not in that sense. But, you know, if you think that I can do some real good, you know, besides, you know, we're talking about like podcast wise or even co-authoring. Music too, I suppose, for projects. I'm actually, let's talk about that a little bit. This is my show. We'll talk about some of my music. Besides that, I have, I've been making a lot of progress on understanding. We're just going to say quick holy gift update. A lot of stuff coming along that's, I'm just learning these. A lot of the sacred geometry stuff's really improving my general understanding of a lot of the, even just the pattern work in the lyrics and just how the songs are joining together and why the pieces fit. A lot of fundamental shifts happening. This has only been a few years since this stuff started to down, quote unquote, download. So, you know what I'm saying? Very cool, though. Yes, very cool. All right, let's carry on. Before we get into reading some random Tolstoy and Dow, because we will do that before the night is over. I was going to say about the thing. Did you bring up the fucking Quadrivium thing? Music update. So I have a name for my music project that I'm putting together, and I am seeking other members, especially primarily, before I even tell you the name of my musical project, which I will tell you, and it is just the next one that I'm working on. This is a real, this one gets worked on. I have other things that I want to do, but if you're interested in the next main musical project that I'm putting together, and this is... this is very much tied to my 36th birth, but obviously birthday. So I'm looking for someone who plays primarily both saxophone and guitar. I would prefer that you are capable of handling both lead guitar type style, where I have a much more rhythmic. So you're very good at melody and you are super stupid sexy at sax and everything from, I don't even really have your vocabulary for who you would want to be, but like, I obviously would want you to be able to do things that you can do from Dark Side of the Moon all the way to Sonny Rollins, all the way to Saxophone Colossus, all the way to, just like some more of the modern like stuff you'd see on YouTube with that mini boss stuff, but like, you know, something that's I'm looking for someone to play back and forth off of, especially to like really go and build some crazy heavenly like theosophical type Ledbetter churchity crazy shit happening from us doing that, like evolution music, like freak out, like psychedelic churchy gospely sexy jazzy funky fun fulfilling music. And that's the tonality of my Alice, my acoustic guitar, which is amplified through a pig nose stack. So we're looking for bassists also who use orange cabinets. That's the kind of gear that we're looking for you to use. I'm pulling these people from the ether. Come to me for this project. And we of course need a drummer whose sun sign is in Taurus. All right, preferably the second decan of Taurus with a moon as such, if not a moon in Pisces or something to that effect. This is specific, and I don't care who you what you look like, as long as you're an adult proper and are sane enough. We're weirdos, so, you know, sane enough. And so make sure that, a saxophonist, a bassist, and a drummer I'm looking for in the sax also, can handle, guitar work. And, I'm preferably the drummer and the bassist, really. There's nothing else that they should be doing. It's just the drum and the bass, but the four of us. And, for now, until I have, if we need to add keys, I can also handle keys and, different computer live modes and things for controlling the sound live. That's something else that will be needed to be looked into. We also will need a manager eventually. This is really a exciting venture for and I think you're going to like this. It's very timely and all, and it just kind of came out of the ether that Nathan Lee in the deep state would rock the world into a state of awareness so that people at least lived with, even if it's not, you know, the Constitution or whatever it is that we're living under, it's the kind of music that's rages enough against whatever bullshit pissant kind of slavishness may try to take hold. It's beyond freedom rock. It's something that will punch being slavish in the jaw. It's for the sake of the soul. It's the wild bursting forth of the wild flower from infinity that William Blake points at the heart of your chest and lets loose like a Care Bear, except it's a water cannon and you have no protection against it, and it blows right against your flesh. There's some bruising from the intensity, perhaps, but after a while you learn to love how the expectation of the music itself, the egregore of the music that we form from Nathan Lee and his deep state, that makes you want to be more evolved and free and even astrally clean and winning the war on dreaming. So this is no basic, you know, so we try to, this is the real shit, you know, this is how it works. This is the invisibles. So what you want to do is look at the fact that, you know, I'm trying to make a show for both people who are, you know, how you say, in and out, like the profane, but not the profane, because no one's profane like that, but there are people who, like, study this stuff left and right, who they're jokes. I mean, there's so many jokes out there. There's a lot of clowns out there, and not in the good way, and I do love a lot of people, and I have a healthy respect for people who I might have once doubted, like, so many complicated things, but whatever, blah, blah, blah. I hope I'm even becoming somewhere proximally useful. The next goal is to get more into the live realm and to be more and more interactive. But again, I need an appropriate adult audience, one that has respect for moving things in an upward, you know, that's the rub, isn't it? It's easy to just, but if you want to try to do something where people, you know, try to make it a little, I mean, I think of Marty Leeds, God bless him. So I got to do something of my own fashion where it's like, if I'm not getting the results I want, then I'm going to have to do something different that's a little less participatory and a little more me. Well, if it's not participatory, it's manipulatory. But, you know, I do need this world to change for the better. Like, come hell or high water, Augustus will make sure that my will is done. My way is had. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. And I have goodwill. That's why I feel justified. And of course, everyone feels fucking justified. But I think that, you know, one of the main tenets is give no shit, take no shit. I'm too Libra to do anything that's too unfair for long. And I think I chose this incarnation fucking wisely. I've had a really weird time. I have a gift of being someone who's just interesting to talk to. It's weird to be on this, just talking to myself. You guys don't even know my real voice. You haven't heard me. You don't. And fuck my ego. Let it hang by the river on a stump. Ha! You know? Oh, I'm trying to do something that's useful. I'm trying to. Ipso facto Cagliostro. Yes! Yes, that is it. That is it. How strange. Some of us who find ourselves who think we're so aware are only pale shades of a dim awareness. I hope that I'm providing at least some small amount of value to you. This is beyond entertaining. When you get to this level, I expect you to do the work too. And it's not as fun as the others. I'm not. Maybe Adam will hop on board one of these days and be like, all right, this is how we put this sugar on that. And I'm like, God, man, I told you I need to work in groups. I have power so unlimited, but it's not going to hit if it doesn't have the appropriate focus. And I admit that I need help like that. But dude, having me on your team, God, I just, besides the humble part, I'm grateful for who I am. I'm pretty fucking rad. There's something special about me, and I don't even know. It's so weird. This thing that I am, it's so fucking weird. But I used to be afraid, too, of, like, even in recent times. I've made major changes, joined things done things. At first, you're all like, ah, this is new. But then you're like, oh, shit, this is what it actually is. Or some shit like that. And it always was that you should love yourself. And anyone that would seek to, like, make you feel so small as to try to make you feel like you should destroy yourself. You know, even if I'm being an asshole trying to say that stuff. Unless I'm right. Then that's the only time. Then you're fucked. But mostly, people should just truly love themselves. For sure, for sure, for sure. It's not a corny thing. It's a real thing, you know. You don't have to take it to the level of corny. Corny makes me sick. It's so freaking true. But yo, man, I'm about it. It's like the weirdest, like, I swear to God, I feel like just, like, a priest should be, like, the priest that's cool as shit. The stoner fucking priest. Hip priest. Yo, man, that dude likes hip-hop, and he knows that the soul's gold, and he knows that it's still fucking trudging the world, but it's still at the same time that we're infinite. He's going to try to tell you how to do it. Live the real example. Be the real deal. You know what I mean? Live my own woo. Or way, or wah, or whatever the fuck it was. I'll live my own woo, too. Something about me that is unstoppable, you know? I mean, it's a good thing that I've started to polish some of my rougher edges off, because my lord. And there's something nice about, you know, not really drinking too much. Figure if I ever do start drinking, I better, like, go fucking rent an apartment somewhere for, like, a month and go just have a good drunk for, like, a month and then be like, all right, no more doing that for another year. And, like, cut off all social ties. Like, I'm not allowed to talk to anyone when I'm doing that. No, dude, I become a wreck. Like, alcohol's good for a minute for me, and then, like, ding. No, it's like the opposite of chia. It's like Satan. You're like, no, dude. Someone said it like a long time ago. You know, but like I said, I have a really interesting life, and I don't mind the fact that, like, I have a different approach to drugs and alcohol than, say, some people who blew their head off at Owl Creek or Woody Creek. And I'm like, God bless you, motherfucker. But Jesus Christ, you quit the game. You quit the game. As far as, you know, the public story goes, of course, but public stories aren't exactly what some kind of corporations. What is the CDC out of Ukraine? Private company making money off of propaganda. What's that all about? What's up? So I'm just saying, it's not everything's what it seems. But like some cat fucking capping himself. Like, my purse of alcohol, I'm sober from the booze. You know what I mean? But like, I have a huge respect for mushrooms and psychedelics. I also have a huge respect for, first of all, living healthy, exercise, waking up, doing, I do sit-ups and push-ups and pray to Athletes in the morning. My tummy's getting stupid tight. Like, I don't even know how to, I haven't built this up. I'm like, talking to JJ, I'm like, hey, you know, my stomach's getting a little tight. And then I was just kind of toying around. Careful now. Keep your mind clean, youngin'. Taking my stomach, going boom, 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 like that. And I was like, holy shit, it's fucking tighter than I've ever had. And I was surprised. So, yeah. Immature youngins listening to this program. Come on. Adults is a good thing. There's something I value about people who match the level of the cycle that they're supposed to be at. 7 is the cycle, so if you are a child at 7, be a child. If you're a kind of grown-up-ish beginning thing, they do the rite of passage at 13 in several cycles. 14's inappropriate to say, okay, now you're here, but you're not. That's, you know, you're still a boy when you're like in your 20s, so not really fully mature. They say you shouldn't use psychedelics, for example, for the growth of the mind. And say 25's the basic minimum for even psychedelics, like, or anything like quasi-psychedelic, like cannabis even. And, like, you know, you're not a man until you're 30. You can't be present until you're 35. And it's, you know, these celestial and sacred geometrical patterns that these are weaving and lining up with. And I respect people who do the work to mirror at least the baseline level of cultivation that they should be at for the age that they're at. Now, if they are beyond that, if they are leaders, if they are elders, if they are wise people in our culture trying to perpetuate a truth, not just some spinoff of some kind of religion or Wicca or some shit like that, but if you're actually trying to, like, be part of the real humans moving forward in a real organized culture that is the only thing that's left from whatever the fuck is coming down the pipeline in the next few months, because Saturn's going to Saturn, Jupiter's going to Jupiter, they're going to align. Twin Peaks talks about this shit, people. Start getting on top of this. If you listen to the show and you have someone who's just getting this, watch Twin Peaks. That's just is kind of like an esoteric thing. Like, it shows you, like, the girl in this red room. They're showing, like, that she's representing the form of, like, Jupiter, and he's representing the form of Saturn. And when Jupiter kisses Saturn, you know, it's showing as above, so below. And there's one level to it like that. But, like, basically, our actual world this winter, whatever calendar we're actually on, Gregorian or otherwise, right? Because all that stuff's all messed up. Tropical zodiac. I don't even want to get into the how this is not even. But what we got going on for actual, at least one of the reality streams we're in right now is that when Jupiter and Saturn have turned around, all right, excuse me, that's a funny language, but they stop going retrograde. All right, that's why things have been so crazy and why so many plots have been, like, you know, manifested through the humans and, you know, the higher dimensionals that influence them that they suck the dicks of. Excuse me, but, you know, come on. Fuck those fakes, all right? Fuck you for trying to make my human friends and family, even if I might be of a slightly weird lineage. You know, I say humans, come on. My fellow humans and their, you know, freedom is what you're trying to tell you. Ain't working. Ain't happening. Yo, and when it happens, like, if it does, then I'm going to be like, yo, man, I really have no ruthlessness left but ruthlessness for those who would have done that to them. You ain't going to sit me down behind with a giant obelisk and some weird fountains made of, like, pink liquid while there's floating pink peacocks out in the fucking whatever, like, you know, weird, like, hidden animals are like, all right, here's the talk. You know, there's all this weird shit going around me. I'm like, all right. And they're like, weed. I'm like, I know that. I do not respect that you did that. Do not give me the reason that you fucking think you're going to Futurama, fucking Disenchantment, Cloyd, tell me, whatever. No, dude. This is not okay. This is a bad plan. I don't think this is the way to go about it. I don't think this level of deceit or treachery or deceitfulness is good. I really have nothing but animosity, atrocity, and an allegory for an entire war murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are horrible for doing this to these people, and they believe you. They really think you're telling the truth because they are ignorant. Now my audience has apparently shifted. Excuse me. If you're listening to this show, you probably already feel like I do. I don't know. I'm Dr. Amp, right? Shit, son. Yo, I don't know. I wish I could do a better job. There's so much I wish I could say. But I'm trying, guys. You know what I'm saying? So, music update, Nathan Lee and his Deep State. It's my new band. I'm looking for a saxophone player. I'm looking for a drummer who's born in Taurus. I cannot stress the Taurusness enough. Danny Carey's a Taurus. The drummer who's a Taurus, as long as it's got to, obviously, you got to work. And this is work. Like, I want you to understand, like I'm saying up front, like, look at how Tool. There's a book out there. Maybe I'll include it with the show notes. I sleep next to it. It's a book about Tool and talks about their work ethic. It's basically, they got together, like, they made it it's a real job for them. So, you know, it starts off, maybe we're, like, you know, recording back and forth online, but there's a real actual physical practice space. In fact, we have some not far from here, a real practice space that will be rented out for the band to be actually meeting in. And this is a real commitment of properties of, like, they would meet 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Now, if that's something that seems like it's too much, then fuck them. We got to make it work. Nothing less than the respect to Saturn. I think that's what I have to say. It's at least the minimum amount of hard work. And this is a very Saturnian band, as well as other things. But Saturn, Mercury, and Sun are definitely part of it. And I realize I say this on Lord Jupiter's Day. So this is also, like, I'm not just looking for anyone, for my bandmates. I'm looking for people who understand the celestial arts are real. Sacred geometry will only make us better musicians. It'll only make us superior in the product that we deliver, as well as our way of communicating it, as well as people's enjoyment of it. It's thricefold uplifting. And I also have a whole bunch of other tricks up my sleeve that I want to cast. So I'm really looking forward to the people who are interested in this. We're looking for people who do not have family commitments right now either. JJ and I are going to start doing that in a little bit down the line. But, well, really front-loading the thing here. But I just want you to know that, we need you to be able to be mobile and manifesting young enough to do this. And I don't care what kind of music you listen to. I mean, like, you don't even understand. Like, I really listened, like, there was, I'm in front of a series of classical CDs, and now I'm in front of, you know, a library where all of the rare, weird stuff is from, like, you know, our, you know, it's, you got everything. Like, I'm trying to say, like, I do not have a style of one. But definitely we're looking for something more along the lines that you can imagine being blasted out of brown pig nose, brown with the purple little logo pig nose, with the acoustic amplified into sometimes distorted, but amplified out of a stack of pig noses while we have the drums of no uncertain, you know, I mean, it's just whatever, the, you know, excellent. And then the bass with the sweet, thick honeyness and, you know, the sax going and all off the orange stack and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, celestial funky, you know, because you got the P-Funk. It's, you can't not say the Bootsy, and then you get the Buckethead, and then you get the, you know, Primus and Massive Attack, and gosh, you know, Cocteau Twins, if I keep going, Todd Rundgren, Kate Bush, right? And I mean, Steely Dan, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, all that. So, and Mogwai. But then, you know, you got other, didn't name too much for the, you got Miles Davis too, even trumpet, because this another thing is, my first instrument was trumpet. So what I didn't mention is that that's another instrument that we'll be throwing in the mix, so that I and the saxophonist are trading fours and shit like that, and just doing all this other stuff too, because I can cut mine on the trumpet as well. It's actually one of my secret favorite instruments, and we got all sorts of other stuff. Like, the music that we're making is organic, and I mean that in like a, it's fucking, it's real good for you. It's not just like fake ass, like all waveforms and shit. It's like real thrusting, you know, primitive, but like, primally penetrating music. It's warm glow. I aim for it to be really excellent, and also the show's too super entertaining, high tech, but also intimate. So I look forward to serving y'all in that way, as well as my writing of different books. And if you are interested in putting a, if you're a focused person who you think you could work well with me, or you might not know, roll the dice, use your tarot or whatever. You know, I'm always open to collaboration on a one-on-one on making some kind of books or some shit about fiction or otherwise. But if you recognize that there's talent and, you know, you're smart enough to see it too, please, there's lots of ways to add value to this world, and I'm looking to do that always. You know, work's very important to me. I love working. I love providing value to you guys through my show, through my music, and through my writing. Like I said, MAP, that's my map, musician, author, podcaster. It's simple. Artist, performer, entertainer, if I like to be like an ape. But yeah, you know what I mean. So look at that. I've actually gone over an hour now, and I'm very impressed. And you know how to donate to the show. Eh? Yeah? You know how to donate to the show. So yeah, 2 minutes over an hour. I'm gonna stop us and say thank you so much for listening to the Six of Discs. And yeah. Donate at occultband.com if you find value. What was this worth to you? We're like, damn, that was good. Is that it now? All right, we're gonna go. Yeah. So before we do that, and my voice goes all straight crazy, why don't we get into reading what I promised you I would? We're going to get into a random 365 Tao, and then before long, we're gonna get into a Tolstoy. But yeah, let's take this quote from Hunter S. Thompson's Kingdom of Fear, where he quotes Samuel Taylor Coleridge: "Weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honey dew hath fed, and drunk the milk of paradise." Cool. Oh, I got a quote out of that after all. Like I said, I'll be reading those. Last year I read all the Lord of the Rings before my birthday. This year I'll be reading, let's see here, Hell's Angels, as well as Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and also we'll be reading The Rum Diary as well. So that'll be nice. I'll be looking on for that. So we're getting about to be a minute and four over, so we'll close this down in a second. Let's just flip to a random page. Let's see here. I think I'm going to say that, why don't we do this? We're going to go, 236, Imprisonment. Our subjectivity is a mirrored, spiked casket. We surround ourselves with a reflection of our own identities, We think only of ourselves, not of Tao. All we care about is survival and gratification. When will we see that all we have done is to surround ourselves with our own illusions? We do not see the world as it truly is. We ignore the dilemma of our existence. We are like preening idiots inside a mirrored casket. As we build upon our illusions, the box gets smaller. Soon it develops spikes, the spears of our own egotism. Only we are so self-absorbed that we do not notice the points. We are too in love with ourselves. We prance around, we fluff our hair, and still the casket gets smaller and smaller. Some succeed in getting out of this trap, but they are so attached that they drag their casket behind them for a long time. Those who drag their illusions with them are only a step better than those who are trapped in them. Only when we realize our true nature does the casket disappear.
Every day, JJ and I read from that book, The 365 Tao. To it, we've added the Quadrivium, which I read to you at the beginning of this. And so we read the Quadrivium, 365 Tao, and then we also read another one from Tolstoy. And so I'm going to read you one from... Let's see here. Man, I guess I'll read you one from today. Maybe the same day as the other one. Let's see here.
Work is the condition of existence in the material, physical world. If Robinson had not worked, he would have frozen to death and died from hunger. And everybody can see this. So labor is the necessary condition for the spiritual life as well. But not all people can see this clearly, though it is as obvious as the necessity of physical labor for the body. If any would not work, neither should he eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. So the first part was Tolstoy, by the way, and then the Bible quote there. And then it goes on to say, this is Tolstoy again, if you are doing nothing, it means you are doing bad things. Those who do nothing do bad things. Those who do nothing have many associates and supporters. The brain of a lazy and idle person is the favorite stopping place of the devil. And then we have another quote from Brother. Well, you'll see his name in a second. Nature does not stop in its development, and it executes all kinds of idleness. That's Brother Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. And that's, for people who don't get with the flow, that's the guy with the name that wrote Faust, Goethe. You should, and then this is Tolstoy to finish, you should never be ashamed of any work, even the lowest and dirtiest, but you should be ashamed only of the dirtiest moral state, that is the idleness of your body, which is the necessary result of the consumption of the labor of others.
I'd simply like to say, however you look at that, I think in these days and age, right now, one of the main ways to look at that is for those of you who just blindly roll over, bend over, and let the world go on as it is. Remember weapons of mass destruction? Well, now that the world's being destroyed by people who are trying to get people to be afraid of each other, it really is down to the FDR brother, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now, whether you can find it in your heart to not be cynical about that, if it's some kind of conspiracy, or if it is or not, I think the important thing is that we don't get tripped up on that, because the point is that fear itself is the thing. I mean, I only say that because, you know, obviously the way that original quote was being used is perhaps suspect. The quote itself is golden. The quote itself is golden. Just like the golden rule is golden because it is in accordance with the Fibonacci. But that's a whole other show. I'm going to wrap this up actually very soon. We're at 1:08. Now we're almost at 1:09. I was like, what happened? Oh, we read those things. Yeah, there's not much else to say. I guess there's a final parting thought that I have for us. And what I'm going to say is that I really want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you get value out of this. Again, you go to www.occultfan.com and hit the donate button. Whatever value you got out of this episode, put a number on it and send it in for next time and say, thanks, or you say some feedback or whatever you want. If you have some ideas for collaboration or know any musicians that fit the
profile I mentioned. Throw some of that connect us, or again, throw a donation this way that you feel is the value you got. It's the value. You're a producer. You produce the show. What do you think it's worth? You tell me by going to occultfan.com and hitting the donate button, or just going to PayPal, and it's occultfan@gmail.com. Send it over there. Now, again, also, hit me up at Twitter or occultfan@gmail for a link to the Six of Swords Discord. Get on that and be able to get you in on the Six of Wands show after you've donated. You'll be able to keep up there with how to do that. We do that on Zoom and then release the show as the Six of Wands. And real cool things can happen because of that. Again, we've got the Invisibles reading group coming up on 11/11. And, yeah, I guess the last thing that I'll say to you in the meanwhile is, we are eternal, and that, you know, it all starts inside your body. Breathe. Be taking good care of yourself. Take good care of your ability to understand what you are in this world, and that there are forces that are invisible that are manifesting around you and affecting you. But at the same time, you still got to live in this world as well. So it's a little bit of both. You can't deny anything. It's a subtle, middle path. But I just really, hope that you understand that we work on cycles, and that you can actually make your life a lot better by understanding all of this stuff. So come on back next time, you hear? And thank you so much for listening to the Six of Wands. This has been the 66th episode. Cheers, everyone. And see you next time.